Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends of sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to the Pig Pen, your place for all things great in sports history. And welcome to your December 5th sports break. We'll take you away from life for just a few minutes of your busy day, talking about the great athletes, some great events that they took place on December 5th, and the uniform numbers that they wore. Before we get to that, we want to make sure you know about our newsletter. Each and every day, the Pig Pen sends out a newsletter. Best information from Pigskin Dispatch, Jersey Dispatch, and the Sports History Network, as well as our podcast and our Orville Mulligan audio drama that we are a part of. We can make sure you get that each day at 6:30 a.m. by a simple sign-up answering two questions. You can find information on the show notes of this very podcast or at the top of the page on jerseydispatch.com or pigskindispatch.com. Now for your uniform numbers for December 5th. The numbers 42, 7, 33, 20, 32, 85, 17, and number 81 make up for some great history for December 5th. Let's start off on December 5th, 1943, and the temporary merger of the Philadelphia Eagles and Pittsburgh Steelers, which was often called the Steagles, the Pitt-Phil Steagles, that is. Well, that was dissolved on this day, 1943, and it was started because of war shortages of players who were fighting over in World War II. December 5th, 1948, the New York Football Giants, number 42, Charlie Connolly, set an NFL record of 36 pass completions in a single game. That was a big deal back in football in the 1940s, where they ran the ball much more than they passed. December 5th, 1968, future Hockey Hall of Fame center Phil Esposito, number 7 of the Boston Bruins, scored two goals in his goaltender brother Tony's, also in a Hall of Fame NHL debut for the Montreal Canadiens, in a 2-2 tie between the Canadiens and the Bruins. December 5th, 1970, Los Angeles Rams number 33, Willie Ellison, set an NFL record of 247 yards rushing in a single game. That would be broken just a few years later by a couple different rushers. December 5th, 1972, the 38th Heisman Trophy Award was won by Nebraska running back, the legendary number 20, Johnny Rogers. December 5th, 1974, the National Football League's Seattle Seahawks franchise is formally announced and formed, and they've been playing some great ball ever since. Initially, if you remember back in that 1970s season, I believe 1976 was their first season, the Seahawks were members of the American Football Conference, an AFC team. They were there for a couple decades, and then when the schedules and the conferences were reshuffled because of bringing in some new teams like Jacksonville, the new Cleveland, Houston Texans, Carolinas of the world, well, they ended up resolving that by moving the Seahawks into the NFC, where they sit today in NFL standings. December 5th, 1981, the 47th Heisman Award was won by Southern California running back number 32, Marcus Allen, and what a great career he had at both the collegiate and the pro level. Great Oakland Raider there. December 5th, 1982, Mel Gray, wearing number 85 of the St. Louis Cardinals, had his National Football League streak of 121 consecutive game receptions end in a game played on that day, December 5th. December 5th, 1982, that same day, Cleveland Browns quarterback number 17, Brian Sipe, set a franchise record with 33 pass completions. And, Brian Sipe really was one of the spearhead of that cardiac kids of Cleveland Browns of the early 1980s. December 5th, 1987 is where our final stop is on this countdown of timeline. The 53rd Heisman Trophy Award was won by wide receiver Tim Brown, number 81 of Notre Dame, and another one that became a Raider and a Hall of Famer at the pro level as well as the collegiate level. So that is your sports history for December 5th, your sports break, and we sure are glad that you could join us today. We hope you join us each and every day for some more great sports history here on JerseyDispatch.com and the Sports Jersey Dispatch podcast, as well as some great football on Pigskin Dispatch. And we have a podcast there as well, where we go into football history quite a bit through the week, and there's thousands of hours to listen to. And you can find those at your favorite podcast provider, both those podcasts. Also, OrvilleMulligan.com has our audio drama, where a different way of looking at some sports history and learning about it from a 1920s era. Great way to do that. We are teamed up in Number 80 Productions with Oz Davis and some great acting and writers there. And also, all of those podcasts are housed on sportshistorynetwork.com, along with 27 other great podcasters that bring you some great sports history and information each and every day. Family friendly for everybody, and always good to listen to because it's great history. Now, till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. We have a great offer on some free audiobooks that we're giving away this month through December 15th on Spies of the Sideline, The Highest Stakes World of NFL Espionage by Kevin Bryant. He has given us two audiobooks to give away. We're going to do that by determining our listeners that are most loyal, the people that are going to our newsletter the most often, signing up for our newsletter, emailing us, and DMing us on both Facebook and Twitter at Pigskin Dispatch on both of those. Also, we want to make sure you are aware that the hardcover copy of The Spies on the Sidelines, The High Stakes World of NFL Espionage by Kevin Bryant is available as a great Christmas gift. You can buy it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and Walmart. And great stocking stuffer for that football fan in your life. Make sure you get a copy for Christmas today. This penalty kill is almost over. I got to get back out on the ice. But thanks again for joining us for another great edition of Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We'll see you tomorrow. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com. Not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel. You get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.